Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Again, a reminder, the Sunflower Collegiate League doubleheader scheduled for tonight has been postponed to Monday. So if you already have tickets for the games tonight, they will be honored for the games Monday. So Great Bend and Newton, Wichita Mulvane, scheduled for tonight at X Stadium, will be moved to Monday the 24th. So if you previously won tickets to that, just turn those in on Monday and you can go watch those games Monday. Plus,
what are the conditions like out at Crestview? Any reports on the
Well,
on
I
the
was out there yesterday. I'll give you a personal report.
Good.
The 17 now has a grandstand by the tee box in addition to the grandstand by the green.
Of course it does.
So
that is
awesome. Think about this for a second. If you go out there, and I'm sure all the tickets have been taken, that grandstand by the tee box on 17, you can not only see the guys tee off right below you on 17, just to your right, I'm not exactly sure if it's east or west or not, but there's 14 tee box. Behind you is 16 green, and kind of over to your left, I want to say, is 12 tee box too.
Yeah, it's a fabulous place.
That idea by Roy and whomever else to have grandstand by the 17 tee box is a stroke of genius.
Brilliant.
Those tickets will go like hotcakes, and So anyway, I got a up close and personal look at that. Course is in good shape, but again, it's supposed to rain this afternoon and tonight, and that's forced the postponement of the games out at Eck. But so far, it's fine. They're going to try to play the Pro-Am tomorrow morning and afternoon. That's the first big event.
I wonder if they were able to cut today, probably at least tomorrow, but it'll be interesting. Course is always in such great shape, my goodness. Mm-hmm. So.
And we also invite you to visit Mike Seltzer's Jewelers and register to win a collegiate pendant, either WSU, KU, or K-State. Mike Seltzer's Jewelers, located at 2929 North Rock Road. Going to get into a little OTD?
Let's do it.
All right,
let's do it. Let's do it. Happened on this day in history, June 18th. Come on, Superior Rents at 21st and Ridge. We appreciate you.
And we won't disappoint Superior Rents by this day in history. And
good.
June 18 of 1947, Ewell Blackwell from the Cincinnati Reds threw a no-hitter against Boston Braves.
The Boston Braves may have been no-hit more than any team in history.
Well, the only guy with a first name of Ewell to play in Major League Baseball threw a no-no. He was a six-time All-Star. And in the season that he threw a no-no, he led the league in wins with 22, sorry, and led the league in complete games with 23. And did you know Ewell Blackwell was the runner-up for National League MVP?
Well, no, I didn't.
Bob Elliott.
And I'm embarrassed to admit it.
Bob Elliott was your National League MVP in 1947.
Well, I've heard of Bob Elliott.
And Johnny Mize was third.
God, I have not heard of Ewell Blackwell.
I hadn't either. So,
interesting.
Kudos to Ewell Blackwell, who once led the league in wins, once in strikeouts, and once in hit batters and wild pitches. So Ewell Blackwell, let's see what's his status here. Passed away in 1996 at the age of 74. But through another.
Well, and glad to become part of the trivia question that says, name another Ewell other than Brenner.
And spelled differently, too. It's E-W-E-L-L, Blackwell.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we gave you a little Palmer Nicholas OTD yesterday. We got two more today. Not surprising.
Beautiful.
Yeah. 1960 at Cherry Hills. Arnold Palmer erases a seven-stroke final round deficit to win his only U.S. Open title by two strokes ahead of Jack Nicklaus. That was 1960.
But he reeled in like Nicklaus, Player, and there was one and there was one other, Ben Hogan. Yeah, Ben Hogan, I think.
Pretty good
field.
I think
not only did he come from seven back, but he reeled in all of those guys to win it. That's right here in Denver.
And won it in by two strokes. So erased seven and then tacked on a couple just for good measure. Let's see. Julius Boros. Ben Hogan, as you mentioned, also in the field. Hogan had to settle for a tie for ninth. Arnold Palmer took home $14,400 for his trouble.
Well, yeah, there you go.
7 years later, to the day, at Baltusrol, Jack Nicklaus shoots a final round 65, beat Arnold Palmer by four strokes.
Jack Nicklaus still my all-time favorite.
He was a cool dude.
Oh, man, I love that dude. Love the way he played. He was just a badass.
He kind of was a badass.
I mean, really, really just loved Nicklaus.
Another no-hitter on this day. It was turned in what year do I have here? 1967 for Houston. Hmm. Don Wilson. No hits the Atlanta Braves. And for all the guys that throw no-nos or kind of had nondescript careers overall-wise, and there have been a bunch of them, especially over the last month that we've chronicled, Don Wilson, in every year but his rookie year, won at least 10 games.
Yeah, he had a nice career.
He was okay, yeah.
Yep, he had a nice career.
In 1967, at the age of 22, Wilson threw a no-hitter against the Braves. He once won 16 games. In 1969, he was an all-star in 1971 when he went 16-10. Played his entire career with Houston. It only lasted 9 years, but he was 104-92.
Take it.
531 winning percentage and a lifetime ERA of 3.15. And makes you wonder if he just blew up and then disappeared, because in his last year at the age of 29, he threw 204 2/3 innings. That was the last year of his career. Only twice did he not throw more than 184 innings. So he was pretty durable, and then he was done.
Pretty durable up until the time that he wasn't.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Pebble Beach, 1972. Jack Nicklaus won his third Open title, beating Bruce Crampton by three strokes. That was in 72. Here's one for you.
Okay.
Red Sox 15, Tigers 1. Fred Lynn had 10 runs batted in on this day in 1975.
Love me some Freddie Lynn.
Fred Lynn. This is kind of a dubious OTD for Greg Norman.
Oh, dear.
1984 at Winged Foot.
Oh, yeah.
Fuzzy Zeller beat Greg Norman in an 18-hole playoff by eight strokes.
Yeah.
Things go south. You got to try to keep it together for 18 holes in a playoff to win the title back in 84. And Fuzzy Zeller boat racing.
Haven't heard much from Greg Norman lately.
Nope.
Since he was... Were he and Chris Everett married?
I believe that's correct.
Or just a thing? I can't remember that.
One or the other, maybe both. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one a British... But the Shark
made a lot of money elsewhere, although he made a lot of money in golf.
A ton. Yeah. Just a ton. Absolutely. No question.
And also, happy 80th birthday to Lou Brock. Former Cardinal.
Oh, I love me some Lou Brock. Nice job. A little OTD brought to you each and every day by our friends from Superior Rents. Closing thoughts in a moment.
Watching girls pass by.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.